रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 50 49 एंड 50। नैतिक गुणान गुणितो मादादयोये सर्वे मन प्रभुतया सहदेव मत्या आद्यंतवंत गुरुगाय विदन्ति त्वाम एवं गुरुमृष्टि सुधियो विरमन्ति शब्दात् तत्तर तमनमा स्तुतिकर्म बीजा कर्म सूर्य चरण श्रवण कथा संशयया तो विने सदंगया भक्ति जन परमंस लगेता ट्रांसलेशन नाइदर द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर सत्व रज एंड तमगुण Not the predominating deities controlling these three modes, not the five gross elements, nor the mind, nor the demigod, nor human beings can understand your lordship. For they are all subject to birth and annihilation. Considering this, the spiritually advanced have taken to devotional service. Such wise men hardly bother Vedic study. Instead, they engage themselves in practical devotional service. Therefore, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the best of all persons to whom prayers are offered, I offer my respectful obeisance unto you, because without rendering six kinds of devotional service unto you, offering prayers, dedicating all the results of activities, worshipping you, working on your behalf, always remembering your lotus feet and hearing about your glories, who can achieve that which is meant for Paramahamsas? Therefore, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the best of all persons,
to
whom prayers are offered,
offer
my respectful obeisances unto you. Because without rendering six kinds of devotional service unto you, offering prayers, dedicating all the results of activities, worshipping you, working on your behalf, always remembering your lotus feet, and hearing about your glories, who can achieve that? Which is meant for the Paramahamsas. Purport. As stated in several places, Bhakti Amam Abhijanati, only by devotion service can the Supreme Lord be understood. Intelligent person, the devotee, does not bother much about the practices mentioned in the text 46, Mauna Vrata Stuti, Tapo, Dhyana, Swadharma. After understanding the Supreme Lord through devotional service, such devotees are no longer interested in the study of Vedas. Indeed, this is confirmed in the Vedas also. The Vedas say, Kimardavayam, Adhyasya Mayakim Ardhavayam Pakshamahe. What is the use of studying so many Vedic literatures? What is the use of explaining the absolute truth in different ways? Vayam Angshamahe. No one needs study any more Vedic literature. Nor does anyone need to describe them by philosophical speculation. Bhagavad Gita also says, Yadate moha kalyam buddhir vyati tarishyati tadagantasi nirvedam svratavyasya svratasya. When one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead by executing devotional service, one ceases the practice of studying Vedic literature. Elsewhere it is said, ఆరాధితో హరిస్తపతా తత్యం. ఇఫ్ వన్ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ గాడ్ అండ్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ హిస్ సర్వీస్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో మోర్ నీడ్ ఫర్ సివియర్ ఆస్టరిటీస్, పెనన్సెస్ అండ్ సో ఆన్. హౌవర్, ఇఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ పెర్ఫార్మింగ్ సివియర్ ఆస్టరిటీస్ అండ్ పెనన్సెస్ వన్ డస్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, సచ్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆర్ యూస్లెస్. The Vedas enjoin Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Na Medaya Na Bahuna Srutena. One cannot understand the Supreme Personality of God simply by studying Vedas and offering prayers. Only by the grace of the Supreme Lord can one understand Him. The process of understanding Lord, therefore, is bhakti. Without bhakti, simply following the Vedic injunctions to understand the absolute truth will not be helpful at all. The process of bhakti is understood by Paramahamsa, one who has accepted the essence of everything. The result of bhakti are reserved for such a Paramahamsa. And this stage cannot be obtained by any Vedic process other than devotional service. Other processes such as Jnana Yoga can be successful only when mixed with Bhakti. When we speak of Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga and Dhyana Yoga, the word Yoga indicates Bhakti, Bhakti Yoga, Buddhi Yoga. Executed with intelligence and full knowledge is the only successful method for going back home, back to Godhead. If one wants to be liberated from the pangs of material existence, he should take to devotional service for quick attainment of this goal. Om Ajnana Tivirandasya జ్ఞానాంజనకళాకయ చక్షుర్ఉన్మీలితం ఏనాథమై శ్రీగురుగా ఈ చైతన్య మనోజీష్ణం స్థాపితమైన బుధలే స్వయం రూపకదామయంద్రాపురాణి. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్య అద్వైత గదాధారి గౌరవ. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. What is mentioned in verse 49, only by the self, the super soul, can be understood or realized. Not by any amount of mental speculation, not by any amount of fruitive activities, not by any amount of philosophical study, because these are all not the ways to understand and realize God. God has the exclusive right to reveal himself or not. There is no mechanical process. There is no time-bound process. There is no process without love, you can realize God. You can realize God only by your unalloyed love. So, no conditions. So, we have to develop Shraddha for devotional service. And then you execute devotional service. And then you will develop attraction or love for that Supreme Being who bears the name Krishna, Govinda, etc. Under the influence of three modes of material nature, we cannot understand God. So in Bhagavad Gita also, Traigunya Vishya Veda, Nistraigunya Bhavajuna, Nidvandva Nitya Sattvasto, Niryogachya Mahatma. Prabhupada quoted one sloka here. All these slokas come in a sequence. Yavanata Vadapade, Sarvata Samplutha, Tavan Sarvesh Vedeshu, Brahmana Savijanata. Yadate Moha Kalilam. So, devotion service is called Avarohana Panda, or descending process. All our way of acquiring knowledge is Avarohana Panda. Arohana Panda. Arohana means descending process. Avarohana, descend. So we get to know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead by hearing from authorities. Allow yourself, hear attentively. By hearing everything, like when you are reading Prabhupada's books, you may say it is reading, but actually you are hearing Prabhupada. There are Prabhupada's writings and Prabhupada's lectures put in writing. Transcription of Prabhupada's lecture. So when you are reading Prabhupada's lecture, you are actually hearing from Prabhupada. So that's why it is said, you associate with Guru not necessarily by Vani. Vani means speech. Vapu. Vapu means personal association. So when you are personally with the spiritual master, or even when you are personally in the presence of Krishna, do you think you will recognize Krishna? Actually, Krishna is there, everywhere. But are you able to see? The example is given. If you are a doctor or a mechanic, okay, doctor is also a mechanic. I got a WhatsApp. One time, one mechanic met a doctor. The mechanic was not very happy. This guy deals with the body machine and I deal with a machine of the automobile. Body also, body out of order. The doctor will set it right. Now use it. Gone. They say when the vehicle broke down and the mechanic will set it up, it go. They say when you break your legs and you cannot walk, the doctor will bandage. And then see that again, see united and you're back into your shape. Then you walk, run. Bhagavad Gita literally says, the body is a machine. Yantra Rudani Maya. But what is the difference? The mechanic asked. The mechanic asked, when the body is out of order and you treat it, but you get a lot of money. But when the vehicle is out of order and I treat it, I don't, you know, you'll take 500 rupees, 600 rupees, but the doctor will take 10,000 rupees, 40,000 rupees. Then the doctor said, I get more because I work on running machine. Like when your engine is on, you don't do any repairs. If you want to open the engine, you have to stop the vehicle, open it, set it up. Whereas the doctor, he works on the body machine in running condition. The body is, but it's not running properly, but it's running improperly, but it's in a running condition. You cannot get a dead body back to it, because dead body is also a machine. You cannot make a dead body to function. You can make a living body to function. So these are the two differences. The mechanic works on a halted machine. Doctor works on a running machine. And second thing is, where mechanic is great, once the machine stops, the doctor cannot bring it back to life, working condition. Whereas a mechanic can take a junk and put up things, change this, change that, and work. So, the point is, one cannot understand God under the influence of three modes of material nature. One cannot understand God with his senses or mind or intelligence. You cannot understand yourself, you cannot understand God. If you understand yourself, you can understand God. Vice versa. If you understand God, you understand yourself. Simple. That's why you have to accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, or you have to accept Krishna. Accept Bhagavad Gita as it is means you have to accept Krishna. So, there is no other way. You have to hear and accept. Sarva guhya tamam bhuya srinume param vachah srinume. Similarly, the beginning of 10th chapter, param bhuya pravakshame jnananam jnanam uttamam ajnatva munaya sarve param siddhi mito gata. Many, many places, Krishna says, similarly, another chapter it begins. Says, idantute guhyatamam pravaksha manasyave. Idantute guhyatamam pravaksha manasyave. Jnanam vijnana saitam ajnatva moksha se subhat. Simply, like we were celebrating yesterday, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj's disappearance day. Whenever you are reading the life of a Vaishnava, you can read about his life in terms of his achievements. In terms of achievements means how he propagated the mission by establishing temples, how he has written books. The other side of the Vaishnava is how he deals with people, he influences people by his interaction. The Vaishnava, that's why by reading by watching a TV or reading a book, you will not become a devotee. It's the personal touch. Personal touch means the realized knowledge, it is expressed in a living person, like a realized soul. As we read, he has no friends and enemies. He is very affectionate to everybody. And he is very forgiving, tolerant. That is the nature of the soul, because you see the other person also as a soul. So, he is also like your own reflection. You don't hate yourself. You don't hate yourself. You always love yourself. When you sometimes hate yourself, it is not you hate yourself, you hate your mind. And the mind is troubling you. My mind doesn't behave all right. Self-realized soul, that's Arjuna has. Sitapragnyasya ka bhasha, samajistasya kesava, sitadin kim prabhasheta, kimasita vrajetita. How to recognize a sitapragnya? Or in the 13th chapter, how to recognize a person who has transcended the modes of material, kairlinga sriyan gunanyata natito prabhu, kimachara chata triyan gunanyata vartate. So the two things there. How does a person transcend the three modes of material nature? And how to recognize a person who has transcended the three modes of material nature? Such a person is very cool, very poised. He is not very, very forgiving type, very accommodating type. Because he knows that everybody is an individual. And he is not, say, a good Vaishnava. He is not expecting that you try to satisfy him. A good Vaishnava is expecting, how can you be engaged to your potential in Krishna's service? I am not God that you have to satisfy me. But I give you the guidelines. You are a servant of Krishna. Whatever you are, however you are, how you can give yourself to Krishna? A self-realized soul is not expecting anything for himself. What you call chamchagiri. He is not expecting that. Says, what you are, however you are, how you can give yourself to Krishna. So, I was talking about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So, one side of his life, how he is propagating and pushing the philosophy of devotional service. How he is very aggressive and very enthusiastic, energetic, no compromise. No compromise. How you do it, that may change from person to person. Vaishnavas, we all operate in different ways. But our mission is one. That in the end, have you made the other person become a servant of God? Servant of Krishna, particularly. You are the servant of God, means who is God? Very particular to use the word Krishna. So when Prabhupada started his mission in America, Prabhupada was a very charismatic person. Prabhupada was a very warm person. Prabhupada was a very loving person. No? Love can break any barriers. If you love the other person, immediately you get the intelligence how to go on. So boy, anybody can be there. If you love him, you know how to go around. Immediately Krishna will give you intelligence. But because generally in our conditioned life, if he gets on well with me, I will also go on well with him. We are not realizing. If he is nice to me, I will also be nice to him. If he is not nice to him, I will keep a respectful distance. If you realize it so, you know that love is the lubricant, love is the principle, that is the, what is it called, gravitational force. It keeps everything together. Like son may be nonsense, disciple may be nonsense, but if parents are affectionate, if the guru is realized, that's a, there is no limit to the forgiveness of Krishna or a Vaishnava. It said the hallmark. The hallmark of a Vaishnava is he just forgives and forgets. He doesn't keep anything. Because he is not expecting anything for himself. He is there to just connect you to Krishna. You may insult him, you may ignore him, it's okay. But are you interested to become happy by serving Krishna? So a Vaishnava cannot have any ill feelings for others. Say, so all the benchmarks are there. It's not just to put a tilak and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So the soul has its natural characteristics. The soul has its nature. So that's why, you know, self-realized people, they have no difficulty in getting along together, They may even fight. It comes in Chaitanya Bhagavad. Two Vaishnavas may fight bitterly over a thing. But there is no personal animosity. There is no personal grudge. He has insulted me like, you know, I will be so happy if something happens to him. If we are all together, suppose your leg gets hurt, your hand gets hurt, but the pain goes to whom? Because your leg is hurt, you don't feel the pain. When your leg, hand is hurt, you feel the pain. It's like that. Or anywhere in the body there is pain, immediately you have to feel. So if you are a Krishna conscious person, you see the Virat Rupa. I mean, we are nowadays we are reading Virat Rupa. Virat, there is no question of a Vaishnava thinking bad about others. Feeling affectionate to anybody. Just for known people, for unknown people. Vaishnava, just he is an abode of love. Krishna is God of love, Prema Murti. You know? If your master is Prema Murti, what about you? Hate Murti. No. If you become good servant of your master, you also inherit his qualities. Yet your qualities. So Vaishnavas, they are always, they try to, how to accommodate a person, how to comfort a person, how to adjust a person, how to forgive a person. That's why, if you really end up with a Vaishnava, you cannot escape from it. You cannot get away. You may go anywhere, but your good wishes, good vibrations are there. You don't throw away anybody. Always remember, a Vaishnava, he cannot think of throwing away anybody. It's just what is good for him, what is good for the other person. Maybe it is a little distance, maybe he will be happy to serve Krishna and do it. So the point here, we are talking from the life of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. He said his life has the personal touch. How, by his personal presence, he has touched the hearts of people, and people became if Krishna Prem bites you, you will forget. Suddenly we don't forget our family, we don't forget our body designations. But if you really attain Krishna Prem, completely you are oblivious or indifferent. It's not that you try to forget. That means you are adjusting on a mental platform. When you are trying to, the natural quality of a Vaishnava, the soul has its nature. Just like the modes of material nature, they have their nature. So similarly, the spiritual nature. So you can see many examples in the life of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how by personal presence, any person except the demons, they actively want to condemn God. You have taken the choice. Otherwise, in the world there are people, innocent people, they are ignorant people, they are people who have misunderstandings. It's not that really you hate God, but because you don't know, I said, why should I believe in God? But when you meet a Vaishnava, immediately revise your whole understanding about God. That's a personal God. Personal God means, like mother tolerates, like we're reading in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita only. Arjuna is asking, Saketi Matva, Prasabham Yaduktam, Hey Yadav, Hey Krishna, Ajanatata Vedam, not knowing your glories. So kindly, like a lover forgives her beloved, or a father forgives her son, like that kindly, you ignore all my improprieties. So in the life of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, the genuine Vaishnavas, they don't see the volume or the amount of output of a person. They see how much effort he is putting. So one time, one simple devotee of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, they go out for like selling books, like this one we are doing. He went and he sold just one or two copies. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was appreciating him so much. That guy became inspired. On all day he went out only two books. Actually, did you preach? Did you meet people or you went out and sat somewhere and then in the evening you came back? People who are not devotionally inspired, they may do that kind of thing. But people who are devotionally inspired, whether there is a result or not, they just want to struggle to convince the other person about spiritual life, result or no result. But you get great satisfaction. I have tried my best. No? I have tried my best. Like whenever we begin, we sit down to give class here and there, our idea is not how planned, organized, how much masala is there. The thing is, so I am convinced about spiritual life. I am convinced about becoming a servant of God, which is my constitutional position. I am serving non-God things all my life, all my lives. But I could not become happy. Now let me take up my constitutional position. I am servant of Krishna. Let me serve him. So, not result oriented, not with any expectation. Devotional service is not result oriented or expectation or what do you call labha puja and pratishtha. Labha. If I do this, what is my profit? Labha. If I do this, I am living such a pure life. Pratishtha. Are people respect me or not? The devotee is not. Simply, he is in his constitutional position and he is satisfied. Whether there is profit or not, whether there is recognition or not, he always feels embarrassed if he gets any recognition or profit. You are not looking for that. And you feel, I am unworthy and Krishna is encouraging me. Another time, one watchmaker, he became a devotee. Watchmaker means a simple person. And he did some mistake. And the temple president, because he is trained to a large extent, so when A new person comes, you don't get heavy with him. He doesn't know anything. One brings a Vaishnav after many, many births. In this life, you are polished to some degree, and in the next life, again you improve. And when you become a perfect Vaishnava like him, all good qualities. Everybody start thinking, why did he say like this? Everybody, and he puts everybody into it. I misbehaved, but he did not retaliate. I made a foolish thing, but he did not deal with me like that. He makes you. So the temple president, he threw him out. You are useless, you cannot learn things, go. He was attracted to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj and he joined the mission. And the temple president, in his immature way, he just threw out. No? That's why in ISKCON, you have many justice systems. Justice, it is very rare for a soul to come and serve Krishna. Very rare. So, we have to deal anybody who comes to chant Hare Krishna or join. Like, you suppose I don't want to admit somebody. Somebody came last night, that elderly man, to Visakhapatnam. We may admit him because we have some system to recruit people. People come for their advantage, and the temple management says how these people can contribute to the mission of Prabhupada. Where the mission is, this is not some satram that I have to, poor fellow, I should give him a place to stay, poor fellow, let him in. So you are here, the manager is trying to engage people according to their temperament, how they can contribute to the mission, that they will benefit. Is that right? They will benefit. When you are serving Krishna properly under the authorized representative, you will benefit. Immediately your heart opens up. Modes of material needs begin to slacken. So anyway, this watchmaker was thrown out. And then after some time, there was some temple opening in the same place. The temple was under construction. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, being the spiritual master, he will be there. And as soon as he came, where is that boy? No, he had an affair with a woman, which is not pardonable. I threw him out. He told Guru Maharaj, I threw him out. I said that we will not open the temple for now. Let's postpone the all arrangements for temple opening. It's a real thing. All arrangements were made for the temple opening. Invitations were sent out and all the temple was all decorated and all that. And then just to tell him, these things are not important as saving a devotee. Saving a devotee is important. My bhiksha. The bhiksha is for making devotees. Not just the bhiksha, the structure, so that where are the devotees? Where are the devotees? Why the structures are there? No? A devotee is very conscious. Let's make devotees, let's train devotees, let us make devotees comfortable. Stretch yourself. They go extra mile. Stretch. All right. So then I'm unable to deal with some. All right, you tell me what you want to do for Krishna. You tell me. I'll make a list. Krishna, no doubt. All right. It's your 5 hours of service. And all right, let her do her job. Because she or he has interest to chant and seva. As long as that interest is there to chant and do that. So, they don't know, in the big city of Calcutta, I don't know which temple was there, and they will find the boy, the person was thrown out, and then somebody said, because he was a watchmaker, let us check with some watch shops. If that fellow is not getting his tournament stay in the temple, he will go back to his work. He was working as a watch repair in some place. Really, they found him. They found him and they told, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj wants to see you. That guy, because he actually came to the mission because of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. The temple president mismanaged him. With his such big stature of the Guru Maharaj and with his big establishment, he was shocked that Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj sent somebody to search him and bring him back. You know? So that means your time. Similarly, there was a cook. In the temple there are cooks. And he becomes upset or angry sometimes. And then he was working. You know, cooking, kitchen work is not easy. Anything may stop, but that should not stop. You know? And like, you know, you have to be standing, fireplace, and you cannot just, in the middle of the kitchen work, I want to go and take a little rest and come back. The job has to be completed. So, and it is directly service to Krishna, and it is for the feeding the devotees. Very important service. Kitchen service. Very important service. If the person who is in the kitchen is in good consciousness, his heart is very clean, very has good affection for the Lord, very peacefully cleaning, in a very clean way, peacefully, carefully, and then you eat. Without knowing that food has made you a devotee. When the cook is, let's say, it is told in Vaishnava temples, you should not hire cook generally. It's not good. Hired cook is a hired cook. So he has not come here for devotion. He's a cook. He wants some salad and so he shows his talent and cooks, but no feelings for God. So if the cook is a very good devotee, all people in the devotee, all members in the temple become good devotees because eating cannot stop. Just by eating twice a day, the food cooked by people of great faith, people of love for Krishna and the cook, immediately it will have an effect on the consciousness of everybody. So this guy, this cook was working very hard, non-stop, years together. But he has a little short temper. And then he was thrown out of the temple. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj asked him, what happened? He's cooking so nicely for all the devotees, non-stop for 7 years. And it was why you are seeing the negative side when you have so many other good things. Why you are seeing something and trying to mishandle it? Why don't you work on it? So like the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's life, how personally he interacted with the people who come across him, and they were all influenced. So, a single man. Now we have mission, our structures are there, devotees are there, books are there, and we make devotees. But when there was nothing, just by one person, like Prabhupada going to rest and doing all these things. Just Prabhupada created the whole thing. There were no temples, there were no books, there were no activities. Prabhupada's man. Just one Vaishnava, because he has love for Krishna, and then he could influence people and make a band of devotees and could establish an institution for propagating pure devotional service. So, like that, there are many things as we can think, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's life. You can talk many things like that. How, as a genuine Vaishnava, wherever he went, he made an impression in the hearts of the people. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.